This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Surprise, surprise. Turns out corruption rises all the way to the top in police departments, which is, of course, what we've been told by some in the police in the past who have actually called and, you know, been honest about their experiences. Police officers, is that it does tend to bring some of the worst in the ranks all the way up into, you know, the promotions of, in this case, police chief. And
right, there are some people that they want to say, well, it's just a few bad apples. Mm. Finish the entire statement.
Spoils
a
the bunch.
A few bad apples spoils the entire bunch.
In this case, it was just a few officers who actually did the right thing in Biscayne Park, was it, Florida?
Yes.
And essentially turned their police chief in by revealing quietly to a city manager or somebody in the city government.
Legally, it's a village of Florida, and they went to the village manager,
the equivalent
of city manager.
And said, hey, this police chief is ordering us to arrest people who didn't commit a crime, or at least didn't commit the crime for which we're arresting them.
Yes.
They have unsolved break-ins.
According to an internal probe, and there are records that were obtained by the Miami Herald, direct quote from one of the officers, quote, if they have burglaries that are open cases that are not solved yet, if you see any blacks walking through the streets and they have somewhat of a record, arrest them so we can pin them for all the burglaries. They were basically doing this to have a 100% clearance rate for the city.
Which the officer, the police chief, then subsequently bragged about his clearance rate. And again, trying to make himself look good, trying to make himself look like he's bagging the bad guys.
One of the people that was wrongly and falsely arrested was then deported to Haiti. Mm. In the continued fallout from the scandal, Miami-Dade prosecutors are reviewing old criminal arrest in Biscayne Park. During the former chief's tenure in 2013 to 2014, the Miami-Dade Public Defender's Office has also been examining scores of cases going back to 2010, when he was a patrol cop, hoping to clear records of anyone who was wrongly arrested. Miami-Dade Public Defender Carlos Martinez said he fabricated evidence, he damaged lives, even before he was the chief. Tessiano issued 2,200 traffic tickets himself in 1 year.
My God.
Fabricated cases and wrongly arrested innocent individuals. He created a culture of corruption that has further eroded public trust in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
Just as appalling as the damage Tessiano has done to law-abiding, hardworking police officers and chiefs.
You know, it's amazing how many stories there are like this. And I'm not just talking about South Florida here, because up here in New Hampshire, we've got our share of these bad police chiefs who every now and then that's some dirty information about these people gets revealed and they end up, you know, resigning in embarrassment or end up with criminal charges in certain cases. Most of the time, they just sort of let them walk with a resignation, and that's the end of the story.
Oh, you resign and promise not to be a cop in New Hampshire again, and all of this goes away.
One of the more recent examples of this was a police chief who happened to be the head of the police chiefs. So, of all the police chiefs in New Hampshire, and there's 200-plus towns in New Hampshire, I think 300 if you include all the cities or something like that, but in New Hampshire, this guy was the top police chief because he was the head of the Association of the Chiefs of Police, right? So he was the chief of police who represented all the other chiefs of police. Well, this guy was accused of attacking his own son violently in his home, and they ended up never actually going to court on this matter because they had said that there was apparently in New Hampshire there's some sort of there's some sort of way out of domestic violence statutes if it was for punishment purposes.
Okay.
With your children. So, like, he could have possibly wormed his way out on the facts in the case, being that it was his son, and so I guess you have the right, you know, I don't know, to beat your kids or something like that. I'm totally against that,
I think
by the
it's
way.
Written with the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, legal wording can, you know, be much broader than what the intent is, but the intent was probably to allow for spanking, but not beating until
not
unconscious and bruises everywhere.
Yeah, so the claim in this case was that had they actually gone to trial, they might have lost because he could have brought up this statute to say, well, I'm the father, my son was disobeying me, and I needed to use corporal punishment. Again, I'm completely against corporal punishment and, you know, violence. I think violence begets violence and all that. But I suspect the reason why they didn't want to go to trial on this, even though he could have won the case, is simply because it was embarrassing, right? Because he didn't want his son to take the stand against him and have all of the allegations come out publicly. Because instead, all he had to deal with was the news media reporting that he may have attacked his son, that there were allegations of that, and that he resigned his position, which of course means he's still probably qualified for a pension in that
most likely
case, right? Because if you don't
because
get fired,
you fired.
Right. So they let him walk, they let him collect his pension, and no criminal charges. He had to take a violence awareness class or something like that, and issue an apology to his son. So, like, he basically admitted having done the thing by virtue of the fact that he went ahead and did the things that he was told to do, but he doesn't have a criminal record.
Right.
Now, some of them do end up with criminal records. There's the one who actually raped a small child, at least one of them, here in the Chester County area, a police chief who did that. You know, the person that you might trust your children with, this person was a child rapist. And so he actually went to prison, that guy. Because when it comes to sex, the police do tend to get prosecuted for sex-related crimes.
Right.
That tends to happen for whatever reason. And so there's a variety of these. There was the other cop who actually was taking college girls down into the basement at the police department and demanding that they go either topless or full nude so he could take their photograph. I don't know if anything ever really happened to that guy besides having to leave or no longer be a police chief. I don't recall the details on that story. But I know, Daryl, you might have had a related story of a perverted police officer. Let's see, what was it?
No, it was an entire police force.
Really?
What?
The city of San Diego. And this actually, about a month-old story from Reasons.
Yeah, but we never got
blog.
To it. You had it a little
right.
while back.
Just pointing out that, you know, it's not, you know, a breaking thing, and they've probably cut the checks by now, but they were ordered to dish out nearly $1.5 million for behavior sleazier than what you'd typically see at a nightclub.
They were ordered to, or the taxpayers of San Diego were ultimately ordered to?
Well, it's going to be the taxpayers that
Correct.
Wind up paying it, but it's coming from the budget of the police department.
Correct. But they don't say that. They say the police are paying it.
Right.
They never say that. They always say the police. It's coming out of the fire department.
Well, actually, it says here the city of San Diego will pay.
Okay.
San Diego has an ordinance to license strippers, requiring them to get identification cards to show who they are. Then, San Diego police got creepy. In 2013 and 14, police came to two clubs, Cheetah's Gentleman Club and Exposé, detained strippers for more than an hour and subjected them to bizarre inspections and lined them up to take their pictures, all using the ordinance as justification. The women claimed the police made demeaning comments to them and threatened to arrest them if they tried to leave.
Line them up in the club whilst in a state of disrobe, right? Whilst naked.
That's what I believe here,
okay.
And we'll get into a little bit more here.
Yep.
Back then, police said that they were taking these pictures to document the women's tattoos so that they could track them, much like they do with gang members, because they can change their appearances. 17 women saw this as a violation of their constitutional rights and sued the city. In March, the women got a partial victory when a federal judge ruled that San Diego's ordinance violated their First Amendment rights. The judge ruled that the ordinance did not have any provisions that prevented the police from using it to harass the women or the clubs to discourage them from allowing or participating in strip shows without any legal cause. Therefore, the ordinance violated the businesses and the women's right to free expression. Unfortunately, the judge turned aside, for now anyway, a claim that the ordinance also violated the strippers' Fourth Amendment rights against warrantless searches. A little bit more from the article.
So, we got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You want to weigh in on strippers, corrupt cops? Because those things do not mix well in this case. We'll tell you more about it coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk. Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Perverted cops going into strip clubs and demanding the strippers show themselves so they can take photos of their tattoos.
We got to see all them tattoos there, precious.
We're going to need to make sure you don't got tattoo in between your legs. You're going to need to spread them legs open there, sweetie. I don't know if they talk like that in San Diego.
This is San Diego. But, I don't think they talk like that.
They don't.
Either way. Either way, that's the kind of people we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And this was all as a result of an ordinance that demanded that they show carry ID.
That they have an ID to be the ordinance required strippers' licenses. And part of the stripper's license was to get an ID card specifying that you have a license to be a stripper.
Who issues the ID? The DMV?
The city.
The city.
And here's where it gets really, really horrible.
Okay.
Again, so the women got a partial victory. Unfortunately, the judge turned aside, for now, a claim that the ordinance also violated their Fourth Amendment rights, protecting them from warrantless searches or searches that are unreasonable. Hmm. The judge determined that the strippers had all agreed to reasonable searches when they got the license to be a stripper.
Yeah, and by the way,
the license that they were told that they had to get in order to work in the field that they want to work in.
This goes right back to the first hour talking about the under 21 nicotine use and the cops saying, oh, it's a new ordinance, but we're not necessarily going to follow up on any of this.
Reason.
And here you go. You got this ordinance, and the first thing. When did this ordinance go into effect? Does it say?
It doesn't say the year, but the allegations are from 2013, 2014. Mm. And Reason even says, given that it's mandatory to get a license, the judge is essentially saying that the city has the power to diminish the Fourth Amendment to some degree if someone wants to legally work. But he did say that the searches have to be reasonable, inviting the strippers' lawyers to introduce arguments that they were not reasonable or consensual before issuing a ruling. So there's still a possibility that the judge may further determine that there was a Fourth Amendment violation. The city of San Diego.
So this case is still pending. It's not over.
Still pending somewhat.
Okay.
The city of San Diego has been trying to get the case dismissed and has been unsuccessful. Hmm. The city council approved two financial settlements, one of $110,000 to one dancer and $1.4 million to be split among the 16 others in the lawsuit. The city is also reviewing the ordinance for potential fixes to make it constitutional. Reason concludes, here's a suggestion. The licensing process should consist of a simple check to make sure they're of legal age, and then leave it alone.
How about none of the above?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, these poor strippers, man, they are persecuted in so many different places in the United States. You'd think California wouldn't be one of them, but apparently they're still going after them there as well. It always seems like more of a Bible Belt kind of thing when you hear about crackdowns on strippers, but apparently any old place in the United States, if you're a stripper, look out. The government wants to tell you your business and get involved in it, and now they're, you know, the police. So was it a civil case that they won? Because they won monetary rewards, it sounded like. I wasn't really clear on exactly how many cases are being juggled at a given time.
It was case in federal court filed by the women,
right,
alleging civil the case. City had violated their civil rights.
Okay.
So, yes, was a civil case.
Okay. So what was the judge still deciding on something on? Was that a different case?
Or? No. So there were multiple arguments that were made.
Yeah.
You're violating my First Amendment rights.
Right.
You're violating my Fourth Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, they did violate First Amendment rights, but still, I'm not really sure if they actually violated the Fourth Amendment because reasonable search and you consented by getting the license, which it's that tacit consent of you consent to everything that the U.S. government does because you're physically present in land that they claim. It's not actual consent.
Is the judge actually suggesting that you could have worked as a stripper without getting a license, or because you're going to be a truck driver or you're going to be a fisherman or whatever, you consented, got the license, and so you are subject to...
That's essentially what the judge is saying of, well, you did sign the dotted line.
Hmm. So and you didn't have to be a stripper. You could have done something else.
It does say here that he gave the lawyer... a little bit of time to make a filing to argue that the searches weren't reasonable.
Right.
Or consensual.
I'm curious about the history of this ordinance and how it came to be and how much the city of San Diego is making. You know, what was... So I'm sure
on license fees?
I'm sure... It's, exactly. Some feel-good politician was like, we've got to protect these girls. We got to know where they are. We got to know that they're not underage and da-da-da-da-da. And then what did it turn... This was 2013. And what did it turn into? How much money, revenue, is the city making off of these people? Because now they know they exist. Now they know where they're at. And, hey, why did you file last year? You know, what...
I don't know. How many strippers are there in San Diego?
Yeah, hunt down their madam. And, hey, we know 20 girls work for you, and it doesn't look like you filed for those 20 girls. That we know exist because they all got licenses. We know where they're at.
So I found the adult entertainer information sheet from the San Diego police. Apparently there's a $15 investigation fee and also a $44 application fee for new permits and a $39 renewal fee.
I wonder what they're investigating.
The photo ID is $15. Also, there's a $329 regulatory permit fee per adult entertainer, a $59 application fee.
Hold on.
So it appears $400.
And you know what?
Jesus.
You know what? It's probably still cheaper than hairdresser or hair curler.
What do you mean? The license for hair curler or what?
Well, kitchen beauticians.
Well, with that, you've got like 1,500 hours of classes that you have to take, right. And it's only offered at the one school that's run by the sister of the state rep that passed the damn thing.
Here in New Hampshire, that's how it is, It's probably
true. Well, most places, there's a very limited number,
right.
And it's all cronyism.
So is that $400 just to apply, meaning that they could deny you, or is it a shall issue? Oh, well, you are a woman, you've applied, you've given us the money, and so here's the permit.
Let me read here. Fingerprints are required for all new applicants. The San Diego Municipal Code states fingerprints must be taken by a governmental agency.
And now tattoo prints as well, tattoo pictures.
The completed request for live scan service form is valid for 30 days. From the date your fingerprints were taken, after 30 days, you will be required to redo your live scan fingerprints. There's also a business tax certificate, a statement of understanding, and then the identification, and then the fees. So some of these fees appear to be non-refundable. Some of them are listed as application fee. I don't know if that's refundable or
usually
not.
Usually an application fee is a fee paid simply to submit paperwork.
The regulatory permit fee sounds like it's also not refundable. So $403.
Yeah, I just wonder if they can deny the application, and if so, on what basis?
Sounds like they can.
Because they said they did a background check. Does that mean that somebody with a criminal record can't take off their clothes for money? They can't dance for money?
I'll try to figure it out.
It's not that important. It was just a curiosity. The toll-free number here is 855-453. You can join us. Bring up what you want. On the way, Conan wants to talk chemtrails.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
USA Radio News. Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Capitol Hill to brief Senate lawmakers on the matter regarding Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Defense Secretary Mattis says there's still no indication that the Saudi Crown Prince was involved in the murder of Khashoggi.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
President Trump is set to discuss trade with the Chinese leader at the G20 summit in Argentina this weekend. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the United States should defend our trade policies.
We're free traders, but we're fair traders. We have to be treated with the same respect. I think talking about partnerships with these nations, strengthening our partnerships, but saying there's a cost to this partnership, which is you have to do your part as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial toll-free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available. In fact, we're going to go to one of those calls here in just a moment. But I do want to make sure you know about AnyPay. It is the best way to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale. I was using AnyPay today at a point of sale at a local Indian restaurant here in town that takes cryptocurrency. We had our Bitcoin meetup there, and I paid with Dash, and AnyPay made it super easy. In fact, they now have an app that's available in the Android App Store, and I think I can say that now because it was kind of like a hush-hush. We're quietly rolling this thing out now, but I was able to find it easily today when I looked for the app. So if you want to try that out, it's super easy to do. Go to AnyPay.global. And you can register your account. I think you can even register the account through the app, so you want to try it that way. It'll even save you a couple of steps. Just go to anypay.global. You can get started there or download their app for Android. They're working on the iOS one. It just takes more time because Apple has to approve those apps, whereas with Android, you can just kind of submit a thing to the store and it's there. With Apple, you got to submit through some sort of an approval process. So we'll let you know when that's available for iOS. But there's, for those of you on iOS, there's still a workaround. There's still a way to load their web app onto your point of sale device. So whether you've got Android or iOS at your point of sale, you can accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Zcash, Zen, and others. Go to anypay.global. By the way, it's free for merchants, so there's no reason not to do this unless, you know, you're anti-crypto. If you're in favor of crypto and you run retail establishment, then you want to be taking it. This allows you to do it, and then you can put up some stickers and, you know, maybe get some flyers and let your customers know that you accept cryptocurrency. All right, so let's go to the phones here and to your calls and thoughts. Gene is the Christian anarchist on our Discord chat. Go ahead, Gene.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Hey. I get to be the first one to say Merry Christmas on your show.
All right.
So, yeah, I notice I'm jumping the gun here because I see you're going to bring up chemtrails, and I love to talk about chemtrail because I'm a conspiracy guy myself, but this chemtrail thing, it's just...
It's kookery. It's kookery.
It's kookery. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I take people and I show them, you know, when there's trails in the sky, I say, look, I can pull up my cell phone right near, right now, go to Flight Tracker, the app, the Flight Tracker website, and I can tell you exactly what airline that is up there making that chemtrail.
Mm.
And, you know, it doesn't help. You show it to them, you say, look, that's American Airlines Flight 2342. How do you think that they are spraying chemicals in the atmosphere? So then they have to go back to saying, well, it's in the fuel. They're putting chemicals in the fuel. But then you go back and you say, well, look, you can't change the chemical properties of jet fuel because there's so much energy density in the fuel. And if you put any chemicals in there, you reduce that energy density. And these pilots that are planning to go 1,500 miles on so many thousand pounds of fuel are only going to go 1,300 miles, and they're going
to
crash.
Because it's less efficient if they were to add something to the mix.
So you just can't go messing with jet fuel. And you've got hundreds of thousands of lives depending on what's in that jet fuel. They are not going to be messing with jet fuel. So this whole idea about chemtrails, now it's based on some truth. You got, you know, because these guys will point to documents that say, well, the government has been experimenting with spraying stuff in the atmosphere. And that's absolutely true. You know, there's no lie.
They did it down in Florida when I was living down there. They had what they called malathion, which was some sort of anti-mosquito spray.
Oh, they were doing it as near as New Jersey last year for the Zika.
Malathion?
Well, no, it was some kind of a larvicide, I believe, that they would spray in the air.
Yeah, and in this case, it left a film on things, right? Like, because they were actually spraying something.
And
you have Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Before the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, it was admitted that they were cloud seeding to try to get all the rain done because the Olympics were scheduled during monsoon season for some weird reason. Mm-hmm. So like, let's cloud seed, so hopefully it rains out before the Olympics.
So there's definitely evidence that those guys can point to and say, well, the government is spraying. See, here's this program, that program. And, yes, they have experimented with that. But we're only talking about a handful of flights, you know, maybe a few thousand at the most. But what we're seeing in the sky is we're seeing hundreds of thousands of flights. And the reason you see the checkerboard pattern, you know, people say, well, look, they're spraying a pattern up there. And the reason that pattern is checkerboard like that is because those airliners are flying along designated routes in the sky. They're called airways. And when they fly on those airways, the wind then takes and blows their chemtrail over to the side.
Contrail. And then the contrail, not chemtrail.
Yeah, the contrail, right. It blows that contrail over to the side, and then another airliner comes by 15 minutes later laying a new trail, and that one is parallel to the old one because the wind has blown it to the side. And then the next one comes by, and there's another parallel trail.
There's a great website, by the way, that I would like to recommend. And by the way, Conan hasn't even made whatever point he wants to make about this.
Oh, yeah,
so
you're definitely jumping the gun, Gene.
Yeah, he's jumping the gun. But go to contrailscience.com, the best site I've ever found as far as, you know, actually rebutting and answering these ridiculous claims of the chemtrail advocates. I mean, they've got the science, it's very clear, and they do a good job of explaining it for a newbie. You know, you don't have to be an actual scientist to understand these concepts, and I can share it here if I feel necessary after Conan actually gets into what it is that he wants to say. Gene, anything else you want to share in advance on this?
No, I just want to apologize to Conan for stealing some of his thunder there, but I just have to.
Stealing some of my chemtrails.
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks, Gene, for the call.
That.
I appreciate it. That's Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's there in our chat room over at the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm.
So what is actually true? You know, regardless of whether you believe, whether it's chemicals, whether it's some type of metal reflectant aerosol that they're putting up there, or it's just water
vapor.
Just water
it's
vapor.
Just vapor.
Regardless.
There's a new theory that airplanes don't even exist.
They have been talking about, and studying and theorizing, with especially the military in small numbers for at least 20 years. They've been cloud seeding for over 100 years.
What exactly do they seed the clouds with? I've always heard about this cloud
dry
seeding.
Ice, silver iodine, salt, and now they've got to the point where some scientists are saying it doesn't even work, and it never has. So that's still up in the air. They don't know what.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that.
What is actually taking place? But I mean, they're always like Daryl mentioned about trying to get the rains to end sooner than later. Sometimes they want the rains to actually move in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they want a hurricane to start before it hits landfall, so that it actually starts to lose steam. And who knows? I mean, sometimes they might have actually increased the magnitudes of these bad boys up there experimenting.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Or maybe they've done nothing at all.
But what they have been discussing for at least 20 years is the idea of chemtrails. They've been talking about putting...
Who's they? The
geoengineers.
Uh-huh.
CIA. The military. They have been theorizing ways to do what? Slow global warming. Because that's the big killer these days, is that how do we reduce the temperature of the globe? I have a great idea. Why don't we put...
It's cold out there. I don't want to see it reduced anymore.
Why don't we go 60,000 feet up and, you know, put a bunch of pollution... And of course they have lots of examples of what they say of pollution that they say actually cools the earth, volcanoes, pollution from
it blocks out the sun.
Smokestacks.
Yeah.
So they say that it actually works. Let's go ahead and do this because global warming. We've got to save the earth. You know, even if we end up putting metal up there, aluminum particles that actually will, you know, come back down. Get in our soil, get in our drinking water. It's worth it.
It's worth it
if we actually decrease the temperature of the globe.
I've got a better idea. Since Trump wants to do a space force, how about a space wall? And then put mirrors on the outside of the space wall. That way it reflects the
That'll
sun back into space.
There you go.
Space force
I
want to
know where you're getting
different.
This from, Conan. I want to know if you're making
space
wall.
This is a brand new Harvard study that was just released this week. Everyone's
Harvard.
Covering it. Oh, yeah.
Harvard.
All right, I want to know what Harvard had to say about chemtrails. Coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here, it's 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. So head over to Discord. .lrn.fm, and you can get on connected with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Gene's call a few moments ago sounded great. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
And don't forget, I want to make sure that you know about Anarchapulco. It's coming up fast. It's going to be here in 2.5 months. And when I say here, I mean in Acapulco. It's definitely not going to be in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're located.
That'd be a strange name.
Quite cold at the time. So escape from whatever wintry conditions you have and get down to Acapulco for Anarchapulco 2019. It's February 14th. Through the 17th, so right in the heart of wintertime, it's a great time to escape down to a beautiful, world-class resort on the sun and in the beach. It's a very, very nice place. In fact, they're going to take over the entire resort this time. Last time, they sold out their event. They had over 1,700 attendees last time. This time, they've got room for 3,000, and I suspect they're going to sell out again, especially with speakers like Ron Paul coming back. Once again, this coming year in 2019, February 14th through the 17th, Judge Andrew Napolitano will be there as well, making his first appearance ever at Anarchapulco. You can get not the full list of speakers. They haven't announced everybody yet, but you can get some of them over at anarchapulco.com. Get your tickets now and use code FTL to get a discount as a Free Talk Live listener. Once again, that's anarchapulco.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We will look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. So, Conan, you're saying there's a Harvard report,
it? It's a Harvard research. Just came out this week, I believe.
About
not chemtrails, stratospheric aerosol injection.
Okay.
The idea of actually doing what the chemtrail proponents have been suggesting for the longest time. They're suggesting the exact same thing, putting reflective particles up in the stratosphere to actually reflect sunlight from getting into our greenhouse, and this thus for reducing the temperature, because global warming, it's killing us.
So who is proposing this?
Okay, this is, the main author is Gernot, I believe that's how you say it, Wagner, and his co-author is, where is he at?
So these are a couple Harvard students who are basically professors.
A couple of Harvard researchers, according to Boston Herald.
Who are saying this should happen, is what they're saying?
They're saying this should absolutely happen. It's a good way to reduce global warming.
I don't believe it. And I don't believe that actually would reduce anything.
I think it's a couple of guys that were told, you've got to come up with some kind of thing to get a, like your doctoral thesis or... No, I think it was, some kind of thing. They're listed here as researchers. Help us come up with some kind of thesis for something, and maybe it is for a grant. I don't know, but... people propose all kinds of weird wackadoodle things just because these two jackballs happen to be at Harvard.
This is
people
not...
are taking it as, these are the smartest people in the entire world.
This is not the first couple who have come up with this idea. I've been looking at this for, and these guys have been coming up for the last 20 years.
There have been crackpots suggesting this for 20 years, for sure.
Yeah, but are they serious? Are they just warming us up to the idea because they've actually been doing it?
So what is the summary? I mean, is there like an executive summary of this report to where we can actually have some idea of what they're claiming here?
Here's the idea of what they want to happen. A fleet, and this comes from CBS News. There's a plethora of articles out there. It's pretty much talking about the same thing. A fleet of 100 planes making 4,000 worldwide missions per year could help save the world from climate change. Also, it may be relatively cheap. Which it won't, because probably the
relatively
government,
cheap.
Because
the Boston Herald says $3.5 billion a year.
That's relatively cheap on the large scale, on the global scale.
Hey, any cost is worth it to save the planet.
That's the conclusion of a new peer-reviewed study in Environmental Research Letters. It's the stuff of science fiction. Plans are planes spraying tiny sulfate particles into the lower stratosphere, around 60,000 feet up, so about 20,000 feet higher than airliners. The idea is to help shield the Earth from just enough sunlight to help keep temperatures low. The researchers examined how practical and costly a hypothetical solar geoengineering project would be beginning 15 years from now. The aim would be to have the temperature increase caused by heat-trapping greenhouse gases. This method would mimic what large volcanoes do. In 1991, Mount Pinatubo erupted in the Philippines. It was the second largest eruption in the 20th century, according to the United States Geological Survey.
Like the large volcanoes that have extinguished life on the planet?
Yeah, exactly. or meteorites that have hit the Earth and then put a cloud of smoke in the air that has caused little ice ages.
Boston Herald mentions here that this research paper would, they hypothesize that you would need to redistribute this stuff, the sulfates, each year for 15 years using a stratospheric aerosol injection lofter, which is an aircraft that doesn't even exist.
Correct. They'd have to build the aircraft. It'd have to be able to travel at that height.
And at a speed to cover the entire planet in 5 hours.
Well, they say 15 years from now.
They say each mission would last 5 hours.
Well, they said they want 100 of these things, right?
They say they want to start with 100 and they want to end up
with 100. I'm sorry.
Somewhere they mentioned how
many. What was it they wanted to spray? Sulfur?
Sulfate particles.
Sulfate particles. That just does not sound
so anything,
safe.
Anything that reflects sunlight.
Sulfate-based aerosol is what the Boston Herald says. And when I hear this, I'm thinking, wait a second, wasn't it CFCs back in the 80s from everybody using Aquanet that put the hole in the ozone layer
that wound up changing
from global cooling to global warming, and so then we had to ban Aquanet?
That was a patent scam, by the way, DuPont.
They banned all those propellants or whatever that are in the containers of
CFCs, the chlorofluorocarbons,
I believe is what that stands for.
In total,
sulfates are salts of sulfuric acid, according to Wikipedia. Sulfate is used in British, English, I guess that's the term. Salts, acid derivatives, and peroxides of sulfate are widely used in industry. Sulfates occur widely in everyday life, but I don't think they occur in a way that you can just breathe them in because they're floating in the air.
But they're going to put them up so high that they're going to just stay up there.
12 miles up.
And here's another thing, too. I bet you this sulfur dioxide aerosol is probably a pollutant byproduct from some of these companies that they're having to pay to get rid of them safely. Mm. Hey, what if we could
just spray it in the sky?
Well, what if we could sell it to somebody, kind of like fluoride, to these governments and have them put it in their own people's drinking water and actually make money off of a pollutant?
According to Wagner, the sulfates in the aerosol could pose risk to humans and the environment. But he says, quote, the amount of sulfates is only a small fraction of the sulfates and other pollutants that society emits every day. There are indeed plenty of potential risk and other consequences that deserve more research before anyone should want to make any kind of decision as to whether stratospheric aerosols are a viable approach.
This is one of the scientists who did
this
the research.
This is one of the researchers saying,
yeah, it's poison.
Here's a here's a thesis, but it's probably going to poison people, and we should look at it further before we even do this. But then people like, InfoPlanet wind up saying, look at what they're going to do. The New World Order going to block out the sun. That's what they did in the Matrix. The machines are coming to put you in little pods and turn you into batteries.
The sulfur dioxide to put in the air is
saving
them game.
Theo.
I was actually reading another article. I can't find it. I closed the window. The scientists on this other site, they were actually arguing that, hey, if we stop pollution today, we will actually create more global warming because that pollutant is actually
helping cool
keep the earth cool. And by the way, can I just say that I think New Hampshire just had a record cold Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it did.
It's cold this year.
All of New England did.
Yeah.
What happened? The whole damn country. I think it was cold everywhere. Record colds everywhere. So where's this damn global warming at?
I don't know.
Unless they're successful, whatever they're spraying up there in the...
greenies showed up at the city council meeting tonight in massive numbers, and they actually had hats on. Green hats with white lettering. Like the Make America Great Again hats, but except green, and the hat said, make the earth cool again.
Good God.
You actually want it to be colder than it is right now? Because is that what these people actually want?
Well,
make the planet ice again.
What drives me insane is that these same people, boomers, most of them, are not concerned with the national debt. They're not concerned with their local municipal debt.
They're not paying for it.
They're not paying for any of this, but what they do care about is, hey, we've got to fix this. We have to fix this weather that's, it's always
insane.
Been.
Plan.
And how are we going to do that? What's your actual suggestion? Oh, carbon tax.
We got more coming up. 855 450 free.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.